Lesson 27, asking questions in French. Now there are three ways to do this, and they're all quite simple. So the first way is just to rise your intonation at the end of the sentence. So just say it like a statement, but rise your voice at the end. The second way is to add, "Is it that?" at the beginning. And then the third way is to reverse the order of the verb and the pronoun. So to explain, we'll look at a few examples. First of all, let's learn the French word for a sausage.
Une saucisse.
So to say you want a sausage would be...
Vous voulez une saucisse?
So notice that that goes the pronoun and then the verb. So it's just a statement with a rising intonation at the end. And then, is it that you want a sausage would be...
Est-ce que vous voulez une saucisse?
And then finally... Do you want a sausage?
Voulez-vous une saucisse?
So notice there, the pronoun and the verb swap places. Voulez-vous instead of vous voulez. French for pork is...
Le porc.
So to say, he wants some pork.
Il veut du porc.
And then, is it that he wants some pork?
Est-ce qu'il veut du porc?
So notice adding est-ce que at the beginning of the sentence to add the is it that. Then, does he want some pork?
Veut-il du porc?
And the question, you are eating pork?
Vous mangez du porc?
And in the past tense, you have eaten some pork?
Vous avez mangé du porc?
Now French for steak is...
Steak.
So you have a steak is...
Vous avez un steak?
Is it that you have a steak?
Est-ce que vous avez un steak?
And... Have you a steak?
Avez-vous un steak?
Now some meat in French is...
De la viande.
Chicken is...
Poulet.
And the word for with is...
Avec.
So to say, is it that you want some meat with your chicken?
Est-ce que vous voulez de la viande avec votre poulet?
And the other way, do you want some meat with your chicken?
Voulez-vous de la viande avec votre poulet?
The fish is...
Le poisson.
So, the question, is it that you are eating the fish, would be...
Est-ce que vous mangez le poisson?
And are you eating the fish?
Mangez-vous le poisson?
The ham in French is...
Le jambon.
And the phrase, you want the ham, as a question is...
Vous voulez le jambon?
And then to change the verb and the pronoun around, so the question becomes, do you want the ham?
Voulez-vous le jambon?
And to add the est-ce que, so is it that you want the ham?
Est-ce que vous voulez le jambon?
And as a reminder, how do you say, do you want... meat with your chicken.
Voulez-vous de la viande avec votre poulet?
Now to add it in the middle, so to ask the question, you are eating it? How would we say that?
Vous le mangez?
And if you wanted to add it instead of the noun, so the question would be, you are eating it, how would you say that?
Vous le mangez.
And to change that around, so are you eating it, would be...
Le mangez-vous?
And then the third way, is it that you are eating it?
Est-ce que vous le mangez?
So again, just adding est-ce to the beginning of the phrase. Now in the past tense, to say you ate it would be...
Vous l'avez mangé?
And have you eaten it?
L'avez-vous mangé?
And then, is it that you have eaten it?
Est-ce que vous l'avez mangé?
And to change it to them, you ate them.
Vous les avez mangés?
Have you eaten them?
Les avez-vous mangés?
And then finally, is it that you have eaten them?
Est-ce que vous les avez mangés?
So that's the three ways of asking a question in French. A statement with rising intonation, changing the verb with the pronoun, and then adding is it that at the beginning, est-ce que. Now we'll just recap over last lessons. So using the verb regarder, to watch. How do you say you are watching me?
Vous me regardez?
You are watching us.
Vous nous regardez?
We are watching you.
Nous vous regardons?
I am watching you.
Je vous regarde?
They are watching them.
Il les regarde.
He is watching her.
Il la regarde.
And then with the verb donner, to give, how do you say I'm giving him a coffee?
Je lui donne un café.
What about they're giving me an orange?
Il me donne une orange.
You give me the wine.
Vous leur donnez le vin.
And we give you the beer.
Nous vous donnons la bière.
And now for a few numbers. How do you say my grandma is 80 years old?
Ma grand-mère a 80 ans.
My grandma is 90 years old.
Ma grand-mère a 90 ans.
My grandfather is 96 years old.
Mon grand-père a 96 ans.
My uncle is 70 years old.
Mon oncle a 70 ans.
And finally, my aunt is 89 years old.
Ma tante a 89 ans.
So remember, 89, 4, 20s, 9. And to call things mine, yours, his, hers or theirs, how do you say the sock is mine?
La chaussette est la mienne.
So remember, chaussette is a feminine noun, la chaussette. So it's la mienne with the N-E on the end. And to say the jeans are mine.
Le jean est le mien.
And what about the coat is theirs?
Le manteau est le leur.
The tie is his.
La cravate est la sienne.
So notice la sienne is feminine because it relates to the tie, la cravate. It doesn't relate to the fact that it's his, like in English. So it would be the same saying the tie is his to saying the tie is hers. The belts are his.
Les ceintures sont les siennes.
So that's plural, so sont les siennes. The belts are his. The skirt is yours.
La jupe est la vôtre.
The t-shirt is ours.
Le t-shirt est le nôtre.
The t-shirts are ours.
Les t-shirts sont les nôtres.
So that's the difference between le nôtre and les nôtres for singular and plural. Now the trousers are yours would be
le pantalon est le vôtre.
And the shorts are theirs.
Les shorts sont les leurs.
Okay, and now for a vision of the past perfect tense. So to say I have spoken or I spoke French would be
j'ai parlé français.
He has spoken English.
Il a parlé anglais.
She spoke German.
Elle a parlé allemand.
We spoke Russian.
Nous avons parlé russe.
You spoke Italian.
Vous avez parlé italien?
They spoke French.
Ils ont parlé français.
And then with an IR verb, finir, how do you say I finished the coffee?
J'ai fini le café.
He finished the water.
Il a fini l'eau.
And then with the verb vendre, to sell, an RE verb, she sold the strawberries.
Elle a vendu les fraises.
You have sold the strawberries.
Vous avez vendu les fraises.
They sold the lemons.
Ils ont vendu les citrons.
And now finally the verb aller, which is a movement verb. So I went to the station would be
je suis allé à la gare.
She went to the cathedral.
Elle est allée à la cathédrale.
We went to the town.
Nous sommes allés à la ville.
And he went to the plaza.
Il est allé à la place.